What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I've got another law for Bertopia. Now, at some point or another, you guys have probably said, if I was the president, I'd tell you what I would do. See, in my country, my island, there is no vote. There is no Congress. It is a dictatorship, and it's just the world I want, and it is called Bertopia. I told you guys yesterday, I would have the people of Bertopia create some kind of mechanism that if you're on a plane and you fart, there is that dust that chemically can pick up exactly who on that plane farted, and we can shame them off the plane. That's Bertopia, okay? There's another one. Imagine a place where time doesn't exist. Okay, so time exists and like we're doing something here, but nobody pays attention to a clock at all. There is no night. There is no day. There is not meet me at 2:10 in the afternoon. There is no time at all. So it alleviates the stress of time management.
How do you know when to meet somebody?
Yeah, I don't see how that would work.
This place actually exists in the world. I swear to you. Listen to this. It's the only place in the world where they live without any kind of time at all.
The only place in the world without time is on the island of Samano in northern Norway. Little known here, yet breathtakingly beautiful. There is no traditional 24-hour clock here. Many residents have taken off their watches and hung them on the bridge leading to the island, symbolizing their readiness to forget the time. If you go there for summer, you will encounter 69 days of polar days and over 70 days of polar nights. In order to fully enjoy the bright summer, the government does not require shops or schools to operate during designated hours here. This is known as the mirror without time. At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you can see a group of people playing ball, mowing the lawn, and young people swimming. From November to February every year, whenever you open the door, you can see the beautiful aurora swaying in the air, as if you have entered a fairy tale world at the end of the world. So this small island has been rated as the most beautiful aurora island in the world. No one is urging you to do what at what time. After all, there is no clock in the morning, and you don't have to follow a tight schedule. Here, you are so free that eating and sleeping depend entirely on your feelings. It's hard not to be tempted in such a place. Would you like to live here?
Oh, hell yes! You guys don't like it?
I just don't get how it works.
Yeah.
Like, you show up when you want, man.
Yeah, but I mean, people can't work 24/7. So like if you need to go drop off some mail or if you need to go pick, you know, you want to go get a coffee and you show up and like, how do you know when it's open?
You don't.
I don't know when I'm off.
You don't.
If you visit the island, how you know when to leave?
You don't. There's no arriving and departing times.
Right? You don't.
Hey, you can't even say, hey, you want to go grab a cup of coffee? It's 7:18 because nobody knows what 7:18 is.
And you show up to the coffee shop and nobody's there because they decided that this is not what I'm working.
I'm a right over vibes.
Man, this sounds fantastic.
It's just vibes all day.
See you in a bit. And everybody has a different definition of what a bit is. All right, so Jackson here is here to say that there is a C-list celebrity here. First of all, whose 15 minutes has been way longer than just 15 minutes. And this C-rated celebrity should be in jail now.
Yeah, it's the Hawktua girl. She is truly the gift that keeps on giving.
And she's not C, she's a D-list celebrity.
See what you did.
Yeah.
It was funny.
How is it she is still around?
I have no idea.
Managers, good managers? Not good managers.
Right. Maybe not good managers.
Shady managers.
Exactly.
There still might be one or two people that don't even know who she is, so go ahead.
This is a girl whose name is Haley Welch, and she got famous online for a super viral clip of, does someone want to reenact what she says?
You gotta spit on that thing!
Yeah.
She was walking out of a bar with her friend drunk, and somebody put a mic in front of her. I don't even remember what the question was.
It was in Nashville, and this is a really common thing for my generation to do, where these people will start, like, TikTok or YouTube channels where they will catch drunk people on the street and ask them questions to get viral moments like this, to get traction, obviously. So there's this guy, and he's like, how do you please a man, or something along those lines. And Haley steps up to the mic with all this bravado, and she goes, you know, you got a hot tour and spit on that thing. And people thought it was really funny. They were making memes out of it. They were making song remixes out of it. And now because she's become a meme, she has capitalized off that brand to start the Talk Tua podcast and other business ventures like her illustrious app that'll teach you how to date. Called Pookie.
And her parents are in on it also, based on what this subject matter is. They're helping making t-shirts and stuff. Everybody in the family is profiting.
I totally understand, you know, the bag culture. Get your bag while you can, you know, capitalize on things while they're hot. Totally makes sense. But she's actually become a target of a lot of allegations lately for five words that I read that I think would send any Victorian era child into a coma. And that is hock to a meme coin scam.
the 20th century mind cannot comprehend. No.
Actually, I mean, even if you had told me that a year ago, I would think that that's insane. But here we are, and it's making headlines everywhere. Okay. So have any of you guys actually heard of what happened in this situation?
Mm-hmm. No.
Nope.
Okay, so let me back up a little bit. You guys know what meme coins are in the crypto world?
No.
Yep. Is it the same as a Bitcoin or a little bit different?
It's tangentially related to the Bitcoin. So a meme coin specifically is a type of cryptocurrency that gets released to capitalize on viral moments. You've probably heard of Dogecoin. Mm-hmm. That one gained some popularity lately. There's a Mudang coin now. Everybody is constantly thinking of these new meme coins, and they are incredibly risky, incredibly volatile, and people actually will invest money in them to try and hit it big.
So it's the kind of thing that you would invest in, like you would invest in like a baseball card in hopes that it turns around quicker and you could double or triple your money in a quick way?
Kind of like that. I would parallel it more to, like, do you guys remember when the GameStop stock was going crazy, and it was purely based on not how the company was doing at all. It was all hype, and that's what brought the price up, and that's what caused people to buy into it. This is the same exact thing where people buy into the hype. They hope that a lot of people are going to pile on, and then hopefully the coin raises in value. Right. Mm-hmm. And so there's also a term in the investing world called the pump and dump scheme. OK. And that is essentially where you hype up something that's about to get released, like such as one of these meme coins. You generate a ton of buzz. You do a lot of marketing behind it. You get people really excited about it. And that makes people buy into it. It increases the value. And what happens? A select group of people who own actually the majority of that coin or investment end up selling off and dumping all of their product in order to make a quick dollar.
It sounds like insider trading.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
That's why I think where we're going.
Okay. It is 100% illegal. It is fraudulent activity, but because it's crypto, there's a lot of kind of holes in the regulations right now, so it's a lot easier to kind of pull some of these stunts off. So, where does Hawk Tua Girl come into this?
Yeah, where does she come into this? All she did was spit on that thing. We thought she was going to be a different pump and dump scheme.
This is a doozy. I mean, so I can't imagine that this was her idea. I think it was someone in her inner circle that led her to this idea of how to make a quick buck, and that was for her to launch her own meme coin called the Hawk Coin. Okay.
Okay.
Now, these coins are intentionally extremely vague in what they do. She says it's a way for her to connect to her audience. What does that even mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's not like an actual tangible coin. Like, this is just all
digital.
Okay.
Same way with Bitcoin, which has some legitimacy to it. These are purely based on speculation.
Yeah,
right?
It's a way to connect to her audience's wallets.
Exactly. And so in a textbook pump and dump scheme, she decides to generate a ton of buzz for this coin. She talks about it on her podcast. She's tweeting about it. She's talking it all up. And this is before the coin actually launches. What people don't realize is, this is all alleged, by the way. This is allegedly, is that her and her team are holding on to 80, 90, 95% of the entire supply of all of these coins that exist. And they release only 2% of these coins to the general public to purchase. Okay?
And so they're creating demand.
Exactly. So they create demand. They have a ton of insiders buy all at once in the pre-sale so that it brings the price up. Then people think that they need to jump on the train because the price is going up. This thing jumped to a $500 million market cap. That's the kind of money that we're talking about here.
Wow.
Okay? And so then all of a sudden, once, you know, the market price is going up and up and up, they decided to offload every single one of their coins that they own, which is 90% of the entire supply. And that causes the price to come plummeting down. So it went, it dropped like 97% immediately after all of this happened.
But in the meantime, she's making how much on this?
So she made, it's alleged that her and her team made about $3 million from that just instantly. And everybody else who bought in on this and kept on holding on to it basically lost all of their money. And so people are calling this a just textbook version of what they call a rug pull, where the rug gets pulled out from underneath them, and her and her team allegedly made a ton of money on it.
Wow. But can we also ask, who out there is buying a Hawk coin?
There were a lot.
Be surprised.
It's why this is actually more of a predatory practice, because they're not targeting your average crypto bro who actually knows a decent bit about this. They're targeting people who have no idea what this is, and they think that they can make a quick buck off of it, and then they end up buying into something that loses them money.
Well, that's their fault. For not knowing where their money is going.
I completely agree.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.